A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem came to Jesus and said, "Why do your disciples break away from the tradition of the elders? Do not wash their hands when they eat food." He called the people to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into the mouth does not make a man unclean. It is what comes out of the mouth that makes him unclean." Their disciples came to him and said, "Do you not know that the Pharisees were shocked when they heard what you said?" He replied, "Any plant my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them alone. They're blind men leading blind men. The one blind man leads another. Both will fall into a pit." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Just a few weeks ago, Brother Vincent of our order died. He was a lay brother, and he was almost blind when he joined the order and rapidly became completely blind. All his life he worked as a lay brother in the order, working in the kitchen, chopping vegetables, cleaning dishes, washing them, drying them, and generally just being there. He said one of the advantages of being blind is it made him much nicer, because he didn't dare talk about any other members of the brethren in case they were in the room. One of his stories was how he went to a conference for the blind in Liverpool. He made his own way there, but when he got near to the conference centre, the traffic seemed very heavy. He was a bit nervous. Then someone took him by the arm and took him across the road. As he crossed the road, though, it seemed that the traffic was still pretty heavy, and the car seemed to be whizzing by him. He suddenly had a thought. He said to his companion, the man who was helping him, "Can you see?" And the man said, "I thought you could see." One of these stories, which is amusing afterwards, but I somehow doubt was terribly funny at the time, as they struggled to get across this busy road, realising that they were living the gospel, a blind man leading a blind man. If you think about the story, though, it falls into two parts. Halfway across the road, both of them feel very confident, both are relaxed, both feel they have a guide, they're protected. Second half of the story is they struggled across the road. Obviously they made it in one piece, or we wouldn't have heard the story. It's a story of doubt and fear and uncertainty. It says something about confidence. Some people think confidence is a value in itself, that is an absolute value. The truth is much better to be aware that we can't see everything, to be aware of our own ignorance. And in fact, Vincent and his companion were actually safer when they began to have doubts and fear. Once they realised they were both blind, they had to solve the problem together. They were also more aware of each other, more truly companions. Confident people rarely ask advice. There's something more in this parable. It's not simply about the foolishness of the Pharisees, but the fact that human knowledge is never adequate. Christianity stands by the truth that there are things which are revealed to us, things given to us, a knowledge beyond our own capacity. Every plant which the Father has not planted will be uprooted. What's planted is what the Father has taught us in Christ. That's the sort of knowledge. What we can't have is a knowledge which is purely human, because human beings have limitations, and the greatest and wisest of human beings have always been aware of their own blindness, their own inability to see. Christ came among us as light. And even now there's not much we can see, because what's planted in us has to grow. So many of the parables of Matthew are about the failure of growth. What's growing in us? It's a great word of God reaching out back to God himself, reaching out through creation. We may be blind, but we know we're blind. And we know we can help each other across the road. We can find a way back to the kingdom of light.